The following program is sponsored by James Fried.
880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Fried on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Fried, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Fried.
All right, everybody, we've got a great show today. We've got, my gosh, best practices for family office investing with my good friend Dave Reynolds. And then the Chinese are open for business. They're going to be in Miami. Our friend Jason Prescott's going to talk about that. Jason, give me your card. Awesome. Jason Prescott, CEO, manufacturer.com, top10wholesale.com. And on the back, all Chinese. That's right. So we're going to talk Chinese in business. David might even chime in with a little Chinese family office stuff. But now we all know what it's time for. It's time for Wanda to rock the house. All right, Wanda. All right, thank you so much, Wanda. I love that. And that's right, John Cougar. I know what we got going on back there. Hey, when you're right, it ramps up. Just keep it going in the background. It's going to ramp up in a couple seconds, real good. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar up in Gainesville. They've got Audi down in Key West. They've got everything. And this Saturday, they've got Super Car Saturday up at the Lamborghini store off of Griffin Road at 75. They're all great cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant. You can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry. In a
t-shirt. One in four Americans between 12 and 55 tune into an average of 3 podcasts per week. There's never been a better time to start your own podcast and tap into this growing market. Podcasting amplifies your personality and your business.
Magic can happen when people hear your voice. Your listeners will feel closer to you and potentially develop greater trust. Podcasting is easier for consumers to consume. People can listen while they work, exercise, and while they drive. Make your business come alive. Top quality recordings and everything you need to get your show on the web. Check out all our packages and options online at 880thebiz.com.
Wanda, it's one of those days, Wanda, but we're going to rock it. We're starting right here. We're starting the show over. Okay, hey, everybody. Listen, if you need cash for your real estate, give me a call at 305-773-6300. Buying that house, need some extra cash? Call me at 305-773-6300. Got foreigners that are looking to buy a house from you, Mr. Realtor, Miss Realtor? Well, give me a call because they can't get financed unless you've got a special group that understands how to get your overseas clients financed. Well, that's us. We've been doing it for 35 years. Looking for creative commercial financing? We've got that too. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. We'll do loans in Dade, Broward, Monroe. That's right. We will make loans in the Keys, Tampa, and Orlando too. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. One person makes the decision. We can close in a week. So when you call me at 305-773-6300, when you call me, it's all about you.
Like money? Then don't move that dial. More to come on 880 The Biz. Where money talks. You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, our first guest is Jason Prescott. He lived in China, didn't go to high school even, and has made made good bucks and a great place for himself. We're going to hear how he did it and about his trade show and who's coming to South Florida. Jason, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Got to lean in a little bit, dude.
I'm leaning.
There you go. There you go. I'm loving it. I'm loving it. So, Jason, tell me a little bit about the show and why you chose Miami for your show.
Good questions. Apparel Textile Sourcing, Miami. We were coming off of 2 years of tremendous success in Toronto. And, having a meeting last August, we said, well, where do we want to go? And I said, I want to go home. I want to go to the USA.
Well, wait, where were you at that time?
In Canada.
Oh, okay.
Hey. In Canada. Hey, yeah.
Take off.
We pulled out the map and we said, okay, well, there's places like Las Vegas and New York. I think they're a little saturated.
Lots of trade shows there.
Lots of trade shows. A lot of tourism.
There. Yes.
We liked staring at the map a little bit. We saw Seattle, we saw Denver, and then we saw Miami. And Miami was irresistible. It's the gateway city.
It's the 305.
You have the Americas, and you have a lot of migration in the country coming to South Florida.
So what are they going to be showing at the trade show? Textiles? What's a textile?
Apparel and textile.
What's all that?
You're wearing it. You've got that beautiful pink shirt on. I've got this black shirt on.
Yours is beautiful, in its own way.
We're going to have apparel and textile from about 17 different countries around the world. Around the world, 17 countries.
Cool.
Everything from here to Timbuktu, literally. We'll have the Americas, and we'll have some from seven regions from Africa, I believe. Mexico, Central America, a lot from China, India, to name a few.
Where's it physically going to be located, the trade show?
At the Mana Wynwood Convention Center.
High five to Moish.
That's
right. They have
right.
a convention center there?
They do.
All right. Well, I can't wait to go. When is it?
May 21 to May 23.
So I got time to plan.
You do.
No, I can't
wait.
You
got a couple days.
Can I get a pass?
You can.
All right. I can't wait. I guess I know the guy that owns the show. So how did you guys get a start? How'd you go from not graduating high school, which I can't believe with this Chinese business card and the seven figures behind it, to having a trade show here in the U.S. Did you live in China? Tell me a little about that.
Well, I started JP Communications, Inc. In 2005 at the ripe age of 25. I had fallen into the industry maybe in 2000 at a small trade publisher in Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
And after running top10wholesale.com, which was an advertising portal for wholesalers that want to connect with retailers.
B2B,
B2B,
they call it?
Okay. All B2B.
Okay.
We were fortunate enough to have an opportunity to acquire manufacturer.com, big domain. I was at a trade show in Las Vegas, the ASD trade show.
What does ASD stand for?
Nothing anymore.
Okay. That's fair enough, by the way. Fair enough.
This guy approaches me at my booth. He's from Guangzhou, China, lives in L.A. now. Name is Jan Dang. And he goes, I own manufacturer.com. We'd like you to acquire us and be our CEO. I said, excuse me, you ever heard of a term sheet? Maybe something else, you know? And
he said, hello, how are you? You're in charge.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He just said, no, it's a good item. You come to China and then we work together. I said, okay, it's that easy. I said, manufacturer.com is a big product. I said, a lot of people know about it. Where you guys been operating out of? Oh, in Hangzhou, China. You know, one of our executives, she was one of the first people at Alibaba.
Okay.
And I said, okay, I've heard of Alibaba before. I said, take me to Hangzhou. And, we went to China, and indeed, everything was true. So we did the acquisition. We acquired manufacturer.com, maybe it must have been 2010, something like that. And, after running manufacturer.com for some time, I was approached, a few years ago by one of my really good friends.
You better be. These people keep approaching you.
Mr. Chen Jirong. He's the director for the China Chamber of Commerce for Import and Export of Textiles and Apparel.
Oh, my gosh. A pretty big job.
Big job. It's the largest chamber of its type located in Beijing. They've got about 13,000 members in China.
Wow.
And he goes, hey, dude, why don't you start a trade show? And I said, no. We don't want to start a trade show. It's a lot of work. It costs a lot of money to do it. And, I love the internet. The internet's been great to me. And, all my partners are going to divorce me. I've got all these partners who do all these big trade shows, from this one to that one. And it's just not a good move,
Right.
And, you know, he was able to communicate a few reasons why I might want to reconsider. And I quickly said, I'll do it.
That sounds good. So is this the first one, or what's up?
No. We started in 2016.
In Toronto?
In Toronto, with Apparel Textile Sourcing Canada. And we start off with a couple hundred exhibitors. This year, we're going to grow to about 800 exhibitors.
Wow. And how many in Miami? 800?
No, in Miami, we're going to start off with about a little under 200.
Okay.
180 to 200, something like that.
Okay.
My trade show director, John Banker, he was sending me some Skype messages saying, don't oversell it, don't oversell it. And I said, John, I'm not going to oversell it. I promise. I don't do that, you know? So I hope I'm getting it right, John. This one's for you, buddy.
There you go. High five to John.
But our largest exhibitor will be the Chinese, for sure.
Okay.
And this marks the first time that the Chinese are investing in international trade in such a big way in South Florida.
So with that being their first move, what are some of the things that you've seen that come after that kind of an investment in a place like Miami?
Well, in a place like Miami, we hope that a direct flight to China happens sooner than later.
Yeah, we're right here by the airport, so we're just looking over and coughing at them right now.
Yeah, that would be fantastic.
Well,
but
we will have to get together and talk to some of my friends about that.
That would be amazing.
Oh, yeah.
So, look, rumor has it that after a successful trade show, we begin planning for the next one right away. And from what I understand, preliminarily, I think we're going to stay in South Florida. We have a sold-out show floor right now. We have a little north of 3,000 attendees already registered that range from Perry Ellis to The Gap, Macy's, Zara, to name a few. So we're hoping for a good show. That's right. You got that right.
I can't wait. My friend runs Perry Ellis, too. My high school friend.
Awesome.
Is Oscar. So
that's great.
Good people.
I think he's the one who registered. I haven't met Oscar yet, but I'm looking forward to it.
I know he goes to China.
I've heard he's a really cool guy.
He
great
is an
gentleman.
Amazing dude. Very, very fino. Very refined.
I heard he's got a great presence to him when he walks in.
He does. He's a wonderful guy. He'll shake your hand. You'll know you met a real good guy. So that's great. So international trade's coming to Miami. The Miami entrepreneurs are participating. Chinese entrepreneurs are coming. In fact, entrepreneurs are coming from as far away as Timbuktu. I love saying that, too. And so we're going to create this, like, nexus of commerce and great stuff. And the entrepreneurs, first they're going to come, they're going to sell their goods, then they're going to come here.
Let's think of this, okay? A lot of people have China wrong. China has created jobs in America. And I can speak firsthand about that, okay? Without the investment of the Chinese, we'd be short a few dozen personnel in our organization. Without the Chinese, these convention centers, these contractors, the vendors all around, you know, from Vegas to New York to Miami, they wouldn't be working, okay? The Chinese are growing to a service sector. These producers, they come here. They don't expect to find all the business in the world. But, you know, while these exhibits are going on, the business owner, he's going to be out here in South Beach. He's going to be in Wynwood. He's going to be all around Fort Lauderdale. They're looking at real estate. They're looking at colleges. They're looking for immigration. They're looking to find financing for their commercial properties that they might want to buy.
Thank you for the introduction, you know? Jason. I'm in front of the line. I'm in front of the line.
And I can tell you, I wouldn't be here and my team wouldn't be here if it weren't for the Chinese, and specifically Mr. Chen Jirong.
Well, that's amazing. Jason, I kind of want to break right there, if you don't mind. And maybe we can get David Reynolds to come in and we can do a segment together with David, because I know that David has significant clientele from China. Maybe we can talk in general, not specifically, and talk a little bit about what you've seen the Chinese do, what you're seeing the Chinese do. And we can have just a Chinese party, I guess. I don't know what else to say. Can I say that? Is that okay?
A China party?
Party? Well, we'll have a party.
We'll
How
have
about
a party.
That? We're going to have a party. So
that
stick with
good.
Us. We're going to have a party. We're going to talk about great stuff, all kinds of information you'll find interesting and stuff you can use right away to make your life better and make more money. Wanda's going to rock the house this time.
This time.
All right.
On the floors of Tokyo, down in London, town's a go-go. With the record selection and the mirror's reflection, I'm a dancing with myself. When there's no one else inside, I'm in the crowded, lonely night. Well, I wait so long for my love vibration, and I'm dancing with myself.
All right. First of all, high five to Larry Zinn for his pending nuptials. Love you, Larry. All right. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They've got Audi up in Gainesville, and they've got all the different brands down in Key West. What do they all have in common? Well, they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me, my mom, and my wife. We are all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. High five to you too, Courtney. I didn't forget.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect a child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child.
It's everything.
I commit my eyes.
My voice.
To protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
All right, everybody. Let's say you need some financing for your residential real estate. Who are you going to call? You're going to call me, Jim Freed, at 305-773-6300. We recently financed the construction of a $13 million townhome project. Also, completion of a jumbo home, a super jumbo home in the $5 million range. Oh, we're doing loans for all kinds of people. We've got people up. Just closed a loan for some Argentinians up in the Edgewater area. Took some cash out of their real estate. So if you want to take some cash out of your real estate, maybe you're a realtor and you have some international clients. Maybe you have some clients that have a credit problem. Maybe you just need to close fast. Well, if you call us, one person makes the decision. We can close in a week. That's right. We can get the money in your hands now. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're on with Jason Prescott. He's the CEO of JP Communications, Inc. We've been talking to him about the fact that he's bringing a trade show here to South Florida. But more than that, many of his clients and customers and business partners are Chinese. And he's been telling us about the impact that the Chinese are going to have after this trade show comes to town and what he's seen, the impact of the Chinese on the USA already today. We've also got David Reynolds. He's a VP for Business Development at Spearhead Capital up in West Palm Beach, actually Wellington, Florida. David, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, Jim. This is awesome,
man. Yeah. Well, say it again, because Wanda's slow today.
Thanks for having me, Jim. This is fantastic.
I'm sorry about that, Wanda. I didn't mean to do it on purpose. You've given us white glove service, though. I really do appreciate that. Oh, yes. I can read between the lines, dear. Now, so, David, tell us a little bit about Spearhead. What's a multifamily office?
Sure. Spearhead's a boutique financial services firm. We serve the needs of a small handful of ultra high net worth and family office clients. Our clients tend to fall in sort of that, I'd say, $100 million to $500 million net worth category. So we work with a lot of entrepreneurs, founders of businesses, individuals who have built up substantial wealth for themselves. They, as a multifamily office, these are individuals who may not necessarily have their own sort of in-house investment team or, you know, dedicated professionals that work with them to help them manage their wealth, but they'll outsource that to, you know, a handful of outside professionals, including us, and we'll help them with, you know, both investment as well as estate planning and tax advisory.
And what's your background? How does somebody get involved with family office stuff?
Sure. So I grew up in Madison, Wisconsin, and studied personal finance at the University of Wisconsin.
Oh, so you really are. You grew up there. I didn't realize you grew up there. I knew you were a Badger.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, man.
And if we want to talk Florida Gators football and Wisconsin Badgers football, I can do that, too. But
we can talk basketball.
we could talk some round
ball. Baseball.
True. Although Wisconsin has no baseball team.
That's okay.
But
listen, we could talk offline because, you know, I'll go toe-to-toe with you. But, yes, Wisconsin football is dynamite.
Absolutely.
You get a high five on that.
No, likewise. So out of college, worked briefly for a hedge fund of funds based out of New York called Archery Capital. Moved to South Florida about 9 years ago and got involved in the capital raising space for smaller and emerging size hedge fund managers. I was introduced to the gents who were starting Spearhead about 5 years ago, a couple of guys named Todd Walters and Jarrett Bostwick. And we've basically built the firm from the ground up. So we have a broker-dealer, a RIA, and a consulting business. And at present, oversee approximately $1 billion in assets for a small handful of clients. And that represents about $3 billion on sort of a total balance sheet basis for clients that we provide advice and guidance over.
That's great. And now, what do you provide advice and guidance over? I've got $30 million I'm looking to invest. What are you going to tell me?
So there's sort of multiple tiers to how we work with clients. We have the ability in-house to manage sort of stock, bonds, liquid markets portfolios, if you will, what we consider sort of like general market collateral investments for clients. We also manage alternative investments, so you know anything from private equity to real estate to private credit investments, we'll make those for clients. And then we also have a separate advisory focus just on sort of tax and balance sheet consulting for clients and building custom solutions that specifically will drive greater efficiency to our clients' more broad balance
sounds
sheets.
Sounds like my wife and I need to sit down with you and your team. So you have significant offshore investors too. So how do you differentiate between the way the offshore person is approached by the U.S.-based person?
So with offshore clients, most of our clients that we interface with are looking to invest in the U.S. And so we'll work with them to build, you know, typically investment structures that will allow them to do it in, you know, both a compliant way and also a tax efficient way. And so, you know, getting back to Jason, doing a lot of work in China, several of our largest clients are China-based, but have significant assets offshore. You know, maybe they have an offshore business based out of Hong Kong or Singapore, and so we'll help them transition those assets from the offshore jurisdiction into investments in the U.S.
So, Jason, is that sort of similar to what you've seen with some of the Chinese that you've been working with?
Oh, yeah. You know, the Chinese, you know, in America, there seems to be that overwhelming fear that if we have this money, we want to keep it under our pillows. It's not the case in America, and it's not the case in China, right? The Chinese, they make their coin in mainland China, and they might move it to Hong Kong, and then they might move it over here somehow. And they want to be in America. They feel like their assets are safe, their assets are protected. There's a legal system to back it up.
Yeah, Dave, what do you find in that regard?
I'll echo what Jason said. A lot of our Chinese-based clients, you know, they'll found their business overseas, and then their kids will want to come over here for college and establish some sort of nexus or residency in the U.S. And so oftentimes we'll work with them on sort of a pre-migratory planning basis where they're looking to transition assets into the U.S. in asset-protected and safe manner.
You know, it's really interesting because one of the groups that I work with develops multifamily and student housing here in South Florida, and their equity comes from China. And the gentleman originally, during the recession, worked in China, made some good connections there, is bringing some money back. And now what he's doing is he's doing student housing around the universities that the Chinese want to send their kids to. So he already knows where they want to go. He's, in fact, creating integrative approaches for them as well. It's really, really fascinating. So beyond the fact that they're coming for trade shows, that they're coming to invest, they are coming also to learn. And I would hope that we would have open door policies on that. Are you finding stuff like that? What do you think?
I think so. I think, especially with the movement of assets, you know, clients who live in China, if their wealth is parked in China, they have difficulty moving that money outside of the country. You know, China pretty much puts up the walls. But if they have assets or business interests that are offshore already in an offshore jurisdiction, it's much more it's much simpler and much more straightforward for them to be able to transition assets over here.
Jason Prescott, sounds like the Chinese world is driving itself right through your world.
I'm getting excited over here. I got
there.
A lot of questions right. I want to ask. And
well, go ahead. This is bilateral. Ask
me
some questions.
I got a question for you. I heard a couple of rumors. One rumor is that the Chinese are now the number one commercial investors in real estate in South Florida. Is that true?
In South Florida, I can't comment to South Florida specifically, but I know the investment has been
growing
substantial.
Rapidly.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't think that that's true because their investment, we'd be reading about it if it was. It's a lot of Canadians, a lot of U.S., Canadians, British, the Latin Americans,
Russian too, right, Jim?
Yeah, Russians, but we don't talk about that.
It's on the
we
way.
Do they're finance just, them, though.
They're purchasing a lot of property, from what I understand.
They are.
What
no,
I've
they're
been
coming.
About.
No. They're coming here. Also, the Turks are coming in a big way as well. But the Chinese are coming. In fact, I was speaking with somebody just, where was I earlier today? At lunch. No, after lunch. I had a 2 o'clock meeting with some bankers. The bankers are based in Coral Gables, and they say that they see the tour buses and the taxis taking them to Versailles for a coffee and a pastelito. So they're here. They're definitely here.
And you have FIU, which has a very quickly growing population of students on campus.
Now you nailed who my client is going after, FIU and Miami-Dade. Miami-Dade has an enormous group, and it's growing, and they're starting to also offer full immersion experiences where they will bring them, and then they'll be a student, and then they'll have off, you know, South Beach experiences and other stuff where they have I hate that word, though. Events that are organized for them so that they're safe and can show them the culture and give them the full breadth of an experience, which I think that's a big part of it also. I think a lot of them want the American experience.
Well, I don't like the word cheap. It's a bad word.
Did I say cheap?
But, you know, here's the opportunity in South Florida for the Chinese. You look at New York, you look at L.A., the real estate is really expensive. No, you didn't say the word cheap.
Thank you. You were
assuming. You're about to do something out of me.
Hey now. Hey now. I wasn't doing anything bad at you. Not you, my friend.
But, you know, L.A. and New York are really pricey. And comparatively speaking, when you look here in South Florida, it's a bargain for them. And it's very affordable. And it's like Shenzhen. It's like South China here. Except there's not as many people and there's not as much traffic. You know, down in Miami, we think there's traffic, but this is nothing.
Oh, you're from L.A., man, so you got a double dose of this ain't so bad.
Yeah.
So then if we've got the Chinese and they're coming and they're investing, I think it's going to be very similar to why I said the Turks are coming as well. It's every one of those condo units is a safe deposit box.
Absolutely.
And you've been talking about how they're looking to not necessarily expatriate money, but to, I guess, conservatively invest their offshore earnings so that they would be protected.
Absolutely. And a lot of offshore clients treat U.S. real estate as a an additional savings account. Mm. You know, it's a way to park money. Yeah. It's a way to protect their money. They see it as a stable asset. There are tax benefits to doing so, which plays right into your wheelhouse, Jim, and what you're doing in the real estate space.
Thank you. But I want to talk about what you guys are doing in the real estate space. Again, I want to go back to Spearhead. You've got a couple of different initiatives that you're undertaking right now. Can you talk about some of those?
Sure. I can talk on a real high level. So we do a lot of investing for clients, and one area in particular where we can provide value to clients is, you know, once a client decides what they want to invest in or what they want to own, we'll work on the structuring side so that the clients can own it in the most tax-efficient means possible, especially when you're dealing with ultra-high-net-worth clients who are investing in more esoteric investments, whether they be private equity, private debt, hedge funds, real estate. Those investments don't always have a real clean tax profile. And so partnering with a group like us, we can advise clients regarding the most tax-efficient way to invest those assets. And oftentimes we're using, you know, either trust structures or insurance structures, which offer sort of black letter tax deferral benefits to clients.
So it sounds like we're going to have a whole separate show on that we're going to have to clear through your compliance department.
You may be waiting for a while, Jim.
All right. Well, listen, we're coming up on the break. Let's go to the break. And then can you guys stick with us and talk more China investments and investing in Chinese or coming stuff?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Oh, that sounds great. Well, Wanda, we're going to toss it to you. We're going to talk more about the investment area. We're going to talk more about the Chinese are coming, and stick with us at the end of the show or towards the end. I'll give a little bit of an update on Vivian. We had the folks last week from Jackson. I want to give a shout out to Jackson. I also want to give a shout out to all of our first responders that work out at the Homeland Security out there in West Dade. I know that they're listening. I want to give them all a high five. We had a conversation about this just the other day. And again, I want to thank the folks at Jackson for coming on last week, and thank them for saving my wife's life. And we're going to do more programming with the folks from Jackson. There was a great article today in the paper about Jackson's capital campaign. I personally go to the rehab guys there. They're fabulous, and they're building them their own hospital. So make sure you stick with us. We're going to have great information around the bend, and I'm going to let Wanda take it over from here. This little chico on fire, he no lie. Well, y'all slipping, he's running the game. Now, big bang, boogie,
gave that kitty little nuggie in a nice night little shave. I gave Susie little pat up on the booty and she turned around and said, walk this way.
I was born in a plane. Mama said that every word was my name. I'm the best you've ever had. If you think I'm burning out, I never am.
Fireball. That's me. All right, everybody. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. High five to Larry for the pending nuptials. Range Rover, Land Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They've got Audi up in Gainesville and all kinds of great nameplates down in Key West. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant. You can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife. We're all members of the Warren Henry family, just like you should be. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
I'm the best you've ever had.
That's right.
If you think I'm burning out, I never am. I'm on fire. I'm on fire. I'm on fire. I'm on fire.
Fireball.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life. And under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
All right, everybody. That's right. It's time to talk about getting real estate financed. And when you need to finance real estate, who are you going to call? You're going to call me, Jim Fried, at 305-773-6300. Need equity for your deal? I can help you with that. Need financing for your deal? I can help you with that, too. Need to rearrange your capital stack? I can help you with that as well. If you give me a call at 305-773-6300, we are South Florida's oldest private lender. We've been in business for 35 years, the folks at Spectrum Mortgage. That's right. You can call us today. We can give you a quote today. We'll quote today. We can commit today, and we can close in a week. Need that cash? Give us a call. Need a foreigner financed today for commercial real estate or residential real estate? 305-773-6300. Just closed with some Argentinians pulling some cash out of their condo in Edgewater this week. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
I drive for a living. I need my traffic reports.
Their traffic reports always get me to work on time.
Traffic, weekdays on 880 The Biz, where money talks. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, today the word is China and family office. I guess that's three words, actually, but we've got my good friend. Can I call you my good friend yet, Jason?
You can.
All right, Jason Prescott. Yeah. Jason's here. He's the CEO of JP Communications, publisher of top10wholesale.com and manufacturer.com. He's bringing the Chinese and a whole bunch of great fabrics here to South Florida at the end of the month. We've got my good friend, David Reynolds. David's here. He's works in a multiple family office. We'll talk again about what that means. And he's got some Chinese clients. We'll talk about that. It's Chinese today. So, David, what is a multiple family office?
A multifamily office is essentially a financial services firm that works with a handful of ultra high net worth individuals and families of substantial wealth who are looking for a third party provider to provide them with sort of wealth management, tax planning, estate planning expertise, sort of help them plug in areas where they may be deficient in-house or maybe don't have the resources in-house, and we can be that outsource provider to them.
Sounds like you help a whole bunch of folks go fishing.
Basically.
That sounds great.
It's funny you bring that up. So our biggest client has a balance sheet of about $1.5 billion. No in-house investment team. He outsources it all to us, specifically because he loves to fish and hunt.
Oh, my gosh. I just love that guy. And hopefully he comes to Miami when he does that.
He does. He's got a place in West Palm and a place in the Northeast. Loves coming down here and fishing.
Well, high five to him. And so when he comes down, he has his experience. Jason, it's going to be the same experience that your folks are going to come down. You've seen them come to Toronto. What happened in Toronto after your trade shows?
Well, the Chinese are very saturated in Toronto right now. But what's happened for the Chinese specifically in Toronto is they've seen Toronto as an international city. It's a melting pot. You've got over 1,100 different migrant communities in Toronto alone.
Wow.
And there was no sourcing event in Toronto. Now the Chinese are saying, hey, we need to invest. We need offices. We want to immigrate. More of them. You know, Canada right now has Vancouver. Vancouver is very Chinese, in case you don't know.
Yeah.
And Toronto is too, but it's becoming more and more, you know. And the same will happen in Miami. But again, I repeat, there's got to be a direct flight.
Okay, well, how are we going to get that direct flight? You're going to come and you're going to help me with that? Write that down.
I'm hoping so, because we've spoken to a lot of people about it.
Put it in your calendar that we're going to get together and we're going to talk about that. I got some friends that maybe we can – I want to hear who you've spoken to. Then maybe I can add some other people and create some additional momentum and leverage, because I know that every one of the condo developers I know is going to want to get on board that train. And, in fact, one of them just opened up an office in Shanghai, I think it was this week I read about it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember the name of the firm. I don't want to get it wrong, so I'm just not going to mention it. I should have Googled it and been prepared, but it just didn't hit me that way. But, yeah, so they are coming here in droves, and it's going to be we're here. We need them. We would love to have them. And this is a great place for them to manage their international investments from. It's a perfect stopping off
point.
Well,
you've got the city of North Miami building a Chinatown, an entire China cultural center right now. The first place in South Florida to do that. Did you guys know about that one?
No. Oh. What is a cultural center? What's the difference between that and just Chinatown?
Well, I don't want to divulge all their plans, because they've put together just an amazing architectural renderings, and I know they've started development already. You can Google it and get some more information about it. I'm working closely with Rasha, who's on their community redevelopment board. I probably got that wrong. But it's an amazing project they have going on. It's a multi-billion dollar project over the next 10 or 15 years. Mm. And they're a big participant in our trade show. So thank you, North Miami.
Yeah, I know Scott Galvin, Commissioner Scott Galvin from North Miami. Good man.
I haven't met him yet.
Well, you will. He's a good man. Maybe he'll go to the trade show.
Hope so.
Well, reach out.
Hope you come.
Yeah, well, you should be writing this stuff down, bro. I can help you with all this different stuff.
I got my phone.
Oh, that's what notes are for. The notes part on your phone. Come on. So anyway, so David, let's say that we've gone to the trade show. We've got some people. We want to invest in South Florida. We need to find somebody to help us manage our money. How does somebody get to you?
They can find Spearhead either through our website, www.spearheadllc.com. They can also shoot me an email direct at dReynolds, DReynolds, at spearheadllc.com.
Now, you're going to China soon, aren't you?
I'm headed over to Hong Kong in, about 6 months.
What can he expect in Hong Kong?
Oh, boy. Hot weather right now. Really hot, really humid. Twice as bad as Miami.
Oh,
a lot of people.
Possible.
A lot of really expensive places to shop. A lot of great retail, great restaurants. It's a beautiful city. I mean, Hong Kong, it's world class. It's like no other. It's very tropical. It's night and day difference from China. I can best describe it like New York City or Shanghai.
So, Jason, a little bit more about your show. We may have some people that didn't hear you at the beginning. Tell us a little bit more about the show, when it is, where it is, that kind of stuff.
Well, the first thing about my trade show is it doesn't happen without my amazing wife, Erica Prescott. Happy anniversary, baby.
Oh,
going on 3 years. And a happy Mother's Day.
Oh, yeah.
Well done, you're listening.
By the way. Well, I'll get you a tape. You'll have her. She can be able to listen. I'll get you the tape.
I hope she's listening.
She'll listen. She'll be listening.
But our trade show, Apparel Textile Sourcing, you know, it's here. I forgot your question.
My question was, what's your trade show? It's okay. It's better to ask than to just walk out in the middle of the trade floor with all these people. What's going to happen? It's going to be at Moish Mena's.
Sure. Well, here's what's going to happen. We're going to have, I hope, over 3,000 businesses from South Florida, all over Florida.
Oh, I'm coming
from all
for
over
sure.
the southeastern U.S.
I heard
and Latin
my
America
friend Oscar Feldenkrais is registered from Perry Ellis.
That is indeed true.
Okay.
So we're going to have over 3,000 attendees, retailers, entrepreneurs, fashion designers, people like Rene Ruiz. We're going to have a fashion show.
Oh, I'm going to Facebook Live from this.
The fashion show should be pretty cool. We have over 20 different seminars and sessions going on for some of the world's leading experts in trade.
How do people get info on this? Do you have a website or something?
Yeah, they go to apparel textilesourcing.com.
And that's
a
mouthful.
They click on the trade show for Miami, and here's another mouthful. Apparel Textile Sourcing Miami, and they register. It's free.
You're too funny. You're absolutely hilarious. I hope your wife is listening so she can know that we know that you're as funny as she knows that you really are. So, David, we're going to wrap this up.
She's much funnier than I am, I promise.
That would be
the witty one in a relationship.
But
okay?
We're going to have the two of you on after the trade show to talk about that. We'll talk. Well, what we could do there is we could talk about work-life balance. I'd love to hear your story on that one. Okay. So, David, who are you giving a shout-out to? We already shouted out to all the guys at the office.
Oh, man. Yeah, shout-out to the guys in the office. Also, shout-out to the Palm Beach Badger Club. I head up the Wisconsin Alumni Club of Palm Beach County.
You're already brown-nosing right. them at the top of your interview, man.
We have a scholarship golf tournament coming up on June 3rd at the Palm Beach Par 3.
Oh, say that again.
Palm Beach Badger Scholarship Golf Tournament at the Palm Beach Par 3. It's June 3rd. So
shoot me an email.
Any Badgers or Wisconsin or Big Ten alumni or
gotta be a Badger?
Don't have to be a Badger.
Just want to be philanthropic.
We're,
right?
We're inclusive of all friends. Absolutely. Okay. We started a scholarship for Wisconsin grads about 5 years. For new Wisconsin students from South Florida about 5 years ago.
And I think that's great.
Yeah, big fundraiser. So
that's great.
If you want info, you can also get it off our Facebook page, Palm Beach Badgers.
Send me an email about that too. I'll do a couple promos on the thing, and I'll send it to a couple friends I know play golf up in Palm Beach County.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it's awesome. I'm always really about helping the kids. That's really what we try to do here. Last shot up to you, Jason. What do you want people to know about your trade show? And the Chinese are coming. We got 2-3 minutes.
Well, I mean, the first thing about our show is, geez, Miami. What an amazing city.
Why Miami? Why'd you pick Miami?
It's the gateway city. That's cliche. But there's a lot of migration here. The retail is booming. You have no sourcing event. You have a lot of consumers. You have a lot of businesses.
Wait, consumers can go to this too? So I could come here, I could pick out the fabric, and then I could take that fabric to wherever I want to get them to make my clothes or my drapes or whatever?
Well, we have attendee numbers that we have to hit, so it counts as an attendee, so I'm not going to say you can't come.
Well, so then how do they do that? Give it again. How they find that place?
ApparelTextileSourcing.com. Mana Wynwood Convention Center. It's in Wynwood. I think most people in Miami know about Wynwood.
Well, they could see it rising from the side of I-95 at this point. Thank you so much.
But I tell you, everybody from the Beacon Council to Broward County to the FGI, which is the Fashion Group International of South Florida, Rene Ruiz.
I like want to clear my
Charlene.
This
Parsons
is going to be amazing. This is like the emerge of fashion.
It's cool, yeah, and that would be a good comparison, huh? I mean, I've learned more about the Emerge trade show recently. I didn't know much about it until a few months ago.
Maybe
but
I can introduce you to Xavier if you want. He's a wonderful guy.
That'd
guy
be great.
That runs it.
Yeah, I'd love to
put that
him.
On the notes that you're not taking.
Yeah, well, it's here. Boom. It's right there. I won't forget. I'll hold you to it.
I got
it's
a feeling,
idyllic.
I was about to say, I got a feeling that's beyond photographic.
Yeah,
that's
beyond photographic.
It's like one of these with the chip and the thing like that. Boom, bing, bing. So listen, I
blessing is a curse.
Yeah, well, listen, I want to thank you so much, guys, for coming and talking about China's impact on South Florida and the world. It's been a great show. We'll even give the Badgers a high five just for you. You wore your red today, so we're going to give it to you for that. And I want to thank Jason. I want to thank David for coming in. I want to thank Wanda. And Wanda, you're going to stick with me. We're going to talk a little Vivian around the corner, right?
Sounds good.
All right. Well, listen, we're going to turn the corner. We're going to do one last segment. Everybody be safe out there. We're going to talk about what's going on with Vivian. Everybody wants to know. Well, you'll find out after this. Oh my That was just fabulous. Oh, my God, Wanda, thank you. Thank you. You're the best part of the show. That was amazing. You guys should get video of that. Anyway, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They've got their fabulous Audi store up in Gainesville. And, of course, they've got their store down in Key West that has all kinds of nameplates. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant. You can call for anything for any time for 4 years. So join me, my mom, and my wife. That's right. Me, my mom, and my wife. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be too. High five to Larry for getting married this weekend. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry. Rock it, Wanda.
If you're considering a podcast, contact us to see how easy it is to get started. Podcasting gets more popular every day, and all of the tools that you need to create a great podcast are right here at Salem Media. Our special introductory package includes a month worth of podcasts, production, distribution, and management, and even a co-host if needed. You're welcome. All for $175. Don't wait. Take advantage of this great offer now. 305-644-0800. The Premier Podcast Studios. Salem Media. That's 305-644-0800. 880. TheBiz.com.
All right. Well, listen, we're here. We're trying to troll for Chinese investors for everybody. And we talked all day about China. So today was about China. Jason Preska talked to us about China. China's coming to the trade show. David Reynolds talked to us about China. China is investing in the United States. And what do I want to talk about? I want to talk about that I can finance Chinese if they want to buy real estate. We can help them with their home loans. We can help them with their commercial loans. We can help them find JV partners. We can do all that at 305-773-6300. We can help you too. Local folks, realtors. That's right. If you're a realtor and you're having a problem closing a deal, call me at 305-773-6300. I can help you with creative solutions for your residential financing, homes, construction loans, permanent loans. Somebody stopped in the middle because their brother-in-law wanted his money back and they need cash to finish the deal. Call me at 305-773-6300. Dade, Broward, Monroe, the Keys. That's right. My partner has a plane. He likes to use it. So send us to Key West at 305-773-6300. Call me. 1 million, 15 million, 500,000. I can handle that. 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
880 The Biz, where money talks. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we've been having a great time. We've been talking Chinatown. We've been talking about investing, family offices. Wanda has been burning it back up there, giving us white glove treatment on the board back there. Thank you so much. And people keep calling me to do loans. What can I do? But listen, what we're going to talk about now is we're going to talk about last week. Last week we had Vivian on. We had the folks from the Jackson Foundation on. We had the transplant people on. We had the operating guy that ran the Transplant Institute. Today in the front page of the Herald, they talked about the new capital campaign going on at Jackson Memorial Hospital. Let me tell you, we had amazing care. The doctors were terrific. The nurses were terrific. They understood all the things we were going through. And believe me, when you're having that kidney transplant, a lot of things happen. There's a lot of tension. There's a lot of praying to God. There's a lot of happy crying and a lot of sad crying. A lot of hand-holding. They were there for everything. You heard them talk about how they created like a meditation room just for the people that work there. Sounds like the kind of place that I'd want to be too. So if that's what you're looking for, don't forget the folks at Jackson Memorial Hospital. And when we were done, what they told us was they told us that Vivian had a little bit of an issue. She had high white blood cells. So what did I have to do? I had to go find her the medication. What did I do? I had to call around and go to our out-of-state drug provider that works with our insurance company. They had to drop ship it to me. They said, well, you'll have it Wednesday. I go, I need it tomorrow. They said, well, you'll have it Monday. I said, I need it tomorrow. Guess when I got it? Yeah, I got it tomorrow. Well, you know, I get what I need. Even if I had to drive up there, I would have gotten it. And then I had one of the transplant nurses, she volunteered to inject the stuff into Vivian, because Lord knows that's not one of the things I'm real good
at. Did she come over?
No, we went to her. She lived in downtown, but it was good. You know,
that's
we didn't
good.
Mind. It
was great. I mean,
she was a beautiful person, a lovely person. We all bonded. I'm hoping that we can have her come on next time we do one of the transplant shows. We're going to do those on a regular basis now, because it's a really important thing that people need to know more about. Mm. So Vivian got her shots. And what happened when she went for her test Monday? Well, she was above the moon. She was way over on her white blood cell count. So now we've got to taper that back. But what's really going on is she's really tired. She's really tired. And
She's
really tired. I'm sorry. I had an issue there. She was really tired and she hasn't been feeling well, but she gets up and she's really doing great. I really can't tell you how much I love her. She's absolutely amazing. She provides me with inspiration, both spiritually and actually, every single day. In fact, just the other day, we started reading The Secret before we go to sleep at night. It's
good
really
book.
A very positive, mm-hmm. positive
it's very
thing.
Very positive.
It is.
Sure.
It's to have that kind of thoughts in your mind is a very important thing when you're going to sleep at night. And so that's where Vivian is. It's a nonlinear, I call it a nonlinear recovery. We go 2 steps forward, 3 steps back, 2 steps forward, 4 steps back, 4 steps forward, 1 step back. But the woman never stops. She's amazing. So I want to tell you, if you're out there and you are in a chronic illness situation, stay positive. If you're somebody that's giving somebody care in that situation, stay positive. Everybody know that there's sources that you can reach out for help. The number one thing you can do is call your friends. The most important thing you can do is to surround yourself with beautiful friends. Vivian and I have had the most beautiful people that have supported us throughout this entire circumstances, from the folks at Renewal to the beautiful woman, Betty DeMartini, that donated the kidney to Chaya, who helped us get the kidney, to the folks at Project Renewal in New York, who helped us have a curated environment and search, and who provided us with incredible spiritual support, to the local our local rabbi, Rabbi Gopin. Everybody is involved. You're hearing it. You're hearing how I do it. People ask me, Jim, how did you do it? How do I find a kidney? The answer is, I don't know. There is no way that you can know. So you do everything. You do everything until you're bone tired, and then you do it again. And because I kept going and going and going, Vivian found her kidney. Betty DeMartini found us because I was able to get that ad out there with Chaya, and we were able to find, and with the folks at Renewal, and we were able to find Betty DeMartini.
How's Betty doing?
Betty is doing, thank you for asking. Betty's doing great. We text back and forth. We do Facebook and email. She's amazing. She's already gone on a trip to rediscover her roots in Italy. We're going to team her up with some local business people who volunteered to give her some work. She's a florist. If anybody wants to help Betty, you can email me, Jim@FreedOnBusiness. We'll get it to Betty. But it's the most amazing thing. And Chaya, she just keeps out there doing more mitzvahs, doing more transplants. You know, I touched something on the board. Can people still hear me, Wanda?
Yes.
Okay, thank God. All the numbers and lights went up, and I went a little goofy there. But so I want to thank everybody. But the most important person in all of this was Vivian. Her relentless will to survive. Her continuing day after day dialysis trips. When she didn't want to do it, she still got up and did it. The woman, she'd get up at 6 in the morning, 5:30 in the morning to go. I'd still be asleep and she'd be out the door. I really don't know how she did it. And now it's up to me. It's up to me to continue to build my career, to build our radio show, to build my real estate, to do more stuff with the Chinese and with my friends, to David Reynolds and all the rest of them, to help show the way to other people that I meet along the way, and to make sure that I can make the world a better place, because that's the real lesson that my wife taught me, to have what it takes to live. And why does she want to live? She wants to live to make the world a better place and to share that with me. And I must tell you, no stronger motivation for life is there than having that. So I hope that you all go out, that you feel terrific, that you know that Vivian and I are a couple, that we are bound, that we are moving forward together to conquer all of this, just the way every person that hears me will conquer whatever they are facing. Hot damn! I think that's it. Is that it?
Yeah.
All right, that's it. I want to thank my guests. I want to thank Jason, I want to thank David. I want to thank our in-studio folks, the new broadcasters that are going to be starting on Friday doing their show. I'm sorry, but I can't promote you, but next time maybe we can. This is great. I want to thank the social media 305, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. I want to thank, most of all, Warren Henry. Thank you to our listeners. Without you, you wouldn't have a show. Go to our Facebook page, like our show, tell your friends, join our community. Give us feedback and comments. Tell me who you want to hear. Tweet at Jim Fried at Fried on Business. The website will be up, freedombusiness.com, probably by later today or tomorrow. If you missed today's show, hey, we'll be rebroadcast when?
Tuesday.
Tuesday. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us next Tuesday at 6. Well, we're
here
also doing
six.
We're doing it at 6.
Yeah.
Why? Because we love this, and we're going to do that. We're going to do that daytime show, too.
Yeah, we'll tell them that next week.
Okay, fine. Remember, remember, this is a rehearsal. Okay, starting it.
Slow down.
We started this way. We're ending this way. This is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person that wants to do something finds a way, the other finds the excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. High five to the Bee Gees. All right.
Traffic report is just minutes away. Keep it right here on 880 The Biz, South Florida's exclusive home to Bloomberg Radio.
I'm always late. Thank God for the traffic report.